there. You're listening to the High Point Life radio show. Started a new numbering scheme. We were up into the almost, we're over 200, I think. So I just decided to call it Season 2. Seeing as we've got a new format as well, I just hear, just podcast it out via various platforms. So Season 2, Episode 02. Quite a bit in the music here, but song's still playing. This is an artist, Daniel M. Carlson, who I've had a number of his releases in the past. He's got stuff on Conditional, he's got stuff on New York Haunted. He had a new thing out on, let me just double check the name of the label, from Iran, Active Listeners Club. Amazing, amazing label. We're going to hear quite a few of their releases tonight. So getting a new release by Daniel L. Carlson, which is coming up. This is Daniel M. Carlson playing in the background, but the Iran release is called Changes, which is coming next. This one, when I was actually buying that last record, on the webpage, it has a quote from his thesis, which led me over to the thesis, and the thesis itself is amazing. It's pretty hilarious, and intelligent and super smart and just genius. You can find that at danielmcarlson.com. There's two S's in Carlson. If you search for it, you'll find it, and it's /map. But if you look just even on the record label's website, which is at activelistenersclub.com.bandcamp, activelistenersclub.bandcamp.com, you can find a link to that there as well. But what's so amazing about the thesis, so let me see, it's called Mapping the Valleys of the Uncanny, an investigation into a process and method colliding with questions related to what can be known to be real within the field of algorithmic composition. It's nuts, but the whole thing, like, read it for yourself, I can't really go too much into it here, but it also comes with an album of tracks. There's, how many tracks here? Like, over 10 tracks. And even though there's, like, it's soul-searching, it's, like, comedy, it's algorithmic stuff, I think the whole part here is, you know, like, Daniel's stuff is pretty out there and, like, really extreme kind of computer music, super, really good stuff. But the whole album for this, I think, is, you know, it's almost like a, like, trying, like, well, not even trying, it's, like, just effortlessly making this piece, which, you know, could totally pass for, like, beautiful academic music as well. So the whole thesis also contains this album of completely beautiful compositions. So I've been talking through almost all of that. This is this four-minute track. This is one of them called Exploratory Narratives. And actually, the subheading for the paper, which main title is Mapping the Valleys of the Uncanny, the subtitle is, if you prefer, The Roles of Instrumentation and Timbre as They Unwittingly Conspire to Designate Access, Power, Status, Work, and Ultimately Class. Yes, it's genius. And in fact, let me just read. I mean, so I just keep talking. I'm just going to... the opening part for 01, Establishing a Baseline. Let's start simple. I like simple. In this text, I'm going to be citing other texts. I'm citing other texts partly because I think that's what that is a thing that people do when they write master thesis. The other part of why I'm citing other texts is because it reminds me of sampling. I'm interested in sampling. We'll get to why I think sampling and subsequently citing other texts in this thesis is interesting, but for now, it's important to me that you know why I cite. Alright, here we go. Here's a track from his new other release. The work put in, this is from Changes, which is all about the role of the NPC and relates to this thesis. Genius, genius, go check all out.
I got
Carlson on Active Listeners Club label at Turan. Turan from Iran. I think that rhymed in accent. But we're going to get more into that label coming up on the show. But first, coming out of Berlin, this is Deliria Noises from the Room. This is on a label. Let's check on them. The label there is Avian. In Berlin, yeah, Deliria debuts on Avian. Giuseppe Scassia shows his range, a new 6-track EP. Pretty banging techno. Here we go. Thank you. Very nice. Deliria. Coming next here, another Berlin resident, Callum Gunn. Played a track from this new album, played a track last week. Gonna play another one this week called Locus. It's on an album, Paradox of Choice, which is on U Sounds out of Italy. From Florence. Here we go, Callum Gunn with Locus. Hard Return, track 925.5B. Thank you. Hard Return. I don't remember where I heard about that. Maybe on a friend talking about it on a mailing list. Right, up next here we have Bjarni Gunnarsson. It's on Super Pang, another label that's absolutely killing us at the moment. Releases called Volume and Void. Got another couple of releases from Super Pang coming up tonight as well. Yeah, absolutely killing it. Check them out, superpang.bandcamp.com. Here we go, Bjarni Gunnarsson. So very, very good. That's Bjarni Gunnarsson. Next we have someone called Plantia, and again it's on the Active Listeners Club. I'm going to play a few things from there because after buying the Daniel M. Carlson release, I checked out their other stuff and all I want is exceptional. This is someone called Plantia of a track, Patu Blanket. Another one on the same label, an artist, Ben and Jerry, Format Fry, and the track one here is Pendulum Lumbanic. Thank you. Next up, same label, Active Listeners Club. This is Atta alias Kantonen, and this is a brackets dance, close brackets floor tune. Releases Franco, super nice, goes on for a big, kind of big intro before it starts. You can see the waveform kind of getting up, more noisy, sort of beats coming in. Here we are though, Atta alias Kantonen. Got a very nice EP sort of drop surprise collaboration last Friday from Glia and Matthew David. Matthew David runs Leaving Records, and Glia is an artist I've played quite a bit of on here. Really nice algorithmic music. They have a Glia MD EP, Glia Matthew David. I'm going to play a track from it, Glia MD-MXD. Thank you. Things rather awesome new release I discovered as well, an artist called Log. Not sure where I picked this up from. I checked their Bandcamp and it's a Berlin label, but I'm not sure where I got the recommendation. The album is Log Eternal. There's a 3 in there instead of an E. This track I'm going to hear is Log 4. next artist, Jay Albert, has been super productive this year. Just checking his Bandcamp, there's a ton of things there. The one I'm going to play from is called Self Release, and this came out back in September. So this is still pretty recent though. Track Priorities coming up. Thank you. coming up here on the awesome Super Pang label, artist Phil Julian, track OST4. Close out the show here with a track from my buddy Spednar. It's on an amazing compilation, Exhibit A. It's like 46 tracks, I believe it is. Pittsburgh label called Odd Art. I wanted to spend some more time with it to hear more of them, but I went straight to the Spednar track, which is awesome. It's called Cheese Stomach. Thanks very much. You've been listening to the High Punk Low Life Radio Show with myself, your host, Thorsten Sideboard, bringing you the best weird new computer music around. Used to be weekly, let's see, it's a couple of weekly now, I think. Nice and more relaxed. Recording this at home. Broadcasting from Sunset Neighborhood here in San Francisco. Have a great time until next time. Spednar here, Cheese Stomach.